Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Nathan Castle, OP, pastor and director of the Catholic community. It is the Solemnity of Corpus Christi, and the readings are from Cycle C.
It was when I first came to Stanford, I encountered the word fuzzy as an adjective that describes a class. You know what I'm talking about? They're making me take a fuzzy class. That's usually the way engineers talk, because it means they're having to study something in the liberal arts, something that isn't measured, calculated. I've also learned that among many that I've met here at Stanford, I hear the same problem creep up a great deal, that there are essentially on campus a large number of crypto-Christians or crypto-Catholics, people who are believers in God, but who don't want to talk about that too loudly, don't want other people in the lab to know about it, because I don't know why. Maybe they'll think less of me if they think I believe in God. After all, we believers in God believe all kind of silliness, all kind of foolish things. And today we celebrate maybe the most important one, certainly one of the most important, the very idea that the God of the universe, the one powerful and immense and grand, could bring all this into existence, including all of us, could become that small, bite-sized, and that before this hour is up, you can swallow him. You can take God right inside you. God can make himself that small. How ridiculous. Doesn't that just seem so preposterous? Do you remember when you learned about the Big Bang? I remember I went to a Catholic school, and I think it was in the third grade that they were telling us both the Genesis story and the Big Bang at the same time, and explaining to us that there are two different ways to talk about the same thing. They were trying to describe genres and teaching us how to take the truth of what a genre can tell you. The biblical Genesis account and all the story around the Big Bang. I remember learning that in the third grade, that once upon a time, all the matter in the universe was super dense and compact and could fit in a teaspoon. Do you remember when you first heard that? And then this stuff just blows up and it becomes super abundant, hugely enormous. Who believes that kind of stuff? Me. I believe both. Do you remember when you first learned about atoms and how they're like these tiny little solar systems? In the middle of the atom, there's this proton. And then around it, depending on what kind of atom it is, there's all these little electrons that look like planets orbiting. There's these tiny, tiny little solar systems built into everything. And then there's this massive solar system that we live in that swirls around with a whole bunch of other ones. It seems like God is doing something on the micro level and the macro level that are very similar in all of creation. The God of all of creation, who brings us into being, loves us into being, also becomes small, 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 tiny, bite-sized, and wants to be in the middle of us and to feed us with himself. Amazing. Mind-blowing. Unbelievable? No. I believe. And I think you do too. Today, I'm not going to go any further because I'll be eating into the time of one of our novice brothers, Would you come forward? This is Brother Pius Yun. He and the other five brothers that are here today are all completing their first year in the order, trying to discern what God might be doing them and really doing what we're all trying to do. Take the gift that God gave us of our life and give it back to God in service somehow. He's going to give you a little bit of an idea of how he's attempting to do that. So please give Brother Pius your heartfelt attention.
So Father Nathan just mentioned that there's such thing as a crypto-Catholic, someone that believes but does not really talk about it, but kind of stays silent about his or her faith. That was me in college. I'm actually a cradle Catholic, but I always saw God as someone that was just transcendent. It's a kind of like a Platonic ideal. You see God in terms of the world of forms. So God is someone out there, transcendent. But it was not until college that I actually experienced the immanent God, that God was actually with me. It was not until college that I experienced that the existence and the essence of Christ Jesus was present in the Eucharist. I was born with the name Pius. It's actually my baptismal name. In Latin, it's Pius. By definition, it means devoted, or it also means someone that is religious. I never understood why I was given that name, and for many years, I rebelled against it. I was born in South Korea, and I attended private Catholic elementary school. I was always active as an altar server. I was always fascinated with mathematics and music. I played the violin in the orchestra, getting into Baroque music, classical music, and other types of fun music that you play with others. It was when I was 9 years old that I moved to Orange County, California. I attended public schools, but I kept up as an altar server at a local church. But it was during middle school that I decided to change a little bit. I didn't want to deal with classical or Baroque music anymore, but I started to get into rock music. I wanted to play the drum set. I asked my parents if I could play the drum set, but they said no. So what I did was I brought a bunch of encyclopedias into my room, and I started playing with my sticks, and I taught myself. I did that for about a year, and they decided to buy me a drum set that cost about $100. So it was during middle school that I started to go to all different types of rock concerts, jazz concerts, and I decided to experiment with different types of music. And it was in high school that I decided that I really wanted to get out of Orange County. I thought I was in this little bubble, and I wanted to pop them and escape and go somewhere where there's more people. So that gave me a motivation to get a good SAT score and get a good GPA. So with that, I got accepted to New York University. I wanted to pursue my career dealing with sounds, physics of sounds. So I decided to major in a major called music technology. And it was through this major that I got to work with producers of Jay-Z, John Mayer, and Paul Simon. And I loved it. It was fun. But I didn't realize that NYU was in a place called Greenwich Village, where there were many revolutions, many ideologies that dwelled there. So I thought, as a college student, I can do whatever I want to do, that I was free. And at this time, I was dating, too. But my Catholic faith was at stake. I just didn't know why I was believing in this person that I had no idea about. But my fourth year at NYU, I took a course called Performing Arts in the Western Civilization. The course covered an Edmund Husserl's phenomenological and Martin Heidegger's hermeneutical approach in analyzing music. So it was, rather than analyzing music, it was focusing on sound itself as it is. But it was through this course that I really began to question. I began to have philosophical thoughts. What is the human person? What does it mean for a person to be free? So I wanted to study more on philosophical and theological anthropology and how man is in the light of God, if there is such thing as God. While I was having these kind of thoughts, I was trying to avoid the Catholic Center. Whenever I walked around on campus, I would always pass by this Catholic Center. And I was trying to get away from my Catholic faith, but this center was always there, so it bugged me a little bit. But I think it was Providence that my friend actually invited me to the Catholic Center. So I get there, and I meet a priest named Father John McGuire. And he's wearing a white habit, like how the novices are wearing the white habit right now, and Father Nathan and Father Isaiah. So I kind of tried to refuse him because he was a priest, thinking that he might bring me to this faith again, and I didn't want to deal with that. But he was just way too friendly. So it was through him that I met the Dominican community, and they were actually answering all the philosophical questions that I had in college. And actually spending time with them, I started to have repetitive thoughts of becoming a priest. And it drove me nuts. But I realized spending time with them and really discerning about the priesthood, I realized that freedom is not actually doing whatever you wanted to do, but having a certain purpose and commitment in the light of Christ. So we live in a society where commitment is not well taken. People are not well committed to each other. So it was in the sense that I felt a call to preach and to teach and to inform people's conscience and to bring people Christ to their lives. So this first year as a novice has not been easy, but it's been an adventure. After joining the Dominicans, I'm actually at peace with my name Pius because it fits now. So for any young people out there, any girls or boys, men or women, who thought about certain vocational calling, I encourage you to actually think, and not to think with just the intellect, but think with the heart, and to see where God is actually leading you. Because a religious life is a blessing, and I never really felt a happiness like this before. And I also encourage you, I mean, college is a time where you progress in your intellect. You get a lot of knowledge of the intellect. But I encourage you to have the knowledge of the heart. How much are you focusing on others? How much are you using the knowledge of the heart to give the love of Christ to others? Thank you.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Producer, Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP. Director, Gary Glover. With music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.